way. I do.
Robert, if you will, please state your name and what you do here.
Good morning, members. I'm the analyst for your committee, and I was asked to give a brief discussion on the Sunrise process. That is a process for occupational regulation of unregulated profession occupations and scope of practice changes. The process was established in 1998 by Senate Bill 395. It was last amended in 2021 by Senate Bill 472. The purpose of the Sunrise process is to protect public health and safety, use the least restrictive regulation possible, review whether regulation is truly necessary. The legislative policy is occupational freedom is a fundamental right. You can do whatever you want to make money legally. Regulation requires evidence of harm, so there's got to be some harm. Competition shall be limited when necessary. The Joint Standing Committee of Government Organization oversees the reviews, and PERD, the Performance Evaluation Research Division, is the one that will process the application. They have a criteria that's set out in code. You can find it in Chapter 30, Article 1A, Sections 1 through 6. Part of that process is that PERD has a rebuttable presumption that there already exists through either legal means or other remedies to remedy any harm rather than regulation. So it kind of looks at ways to not regulate, if at all possible. And this applies to new professions seeking regulations, existing professions that are seeking expanded scope of practice, and organizations, individuals, or interested parties may apply. The application requirements are 10 supporting signatures, and that is a statement of support, proposed regulation that has been signed by 10 residents or citizens of the state of West Virginia who are members of the professional or occupational group or organization for which regulation is being sought or for which establishment, revision, or expansion of the scope of practice of a regulated professional occupation is being sought. And that language comes from 31A2, subdivision C. As part of the application process, the organization or the person requesting has to explain why there are not less restrictive alternatives, provide a funding and fee structure for the new regulation, and explain how they will keep their record keeping and procedures. They need to identify the public benefits of regulation, estimate the regulatory costs, and provide evidence of consumer harm. Now, why this process matters. The Sunrise process hopes to prevent unnecessary regulation licensing. It hopes to promote accountability and transparency, balances public safety and economic opportunity. If you look in the chamber automation, I have included several examples of applications. There's one for the Board of Optometrists. There's midwives, APRNs. And you can see that PERD has on occasion, for example, the midwives, has recommended that they not be regulated. The reason being is because there simply at the time that that report was done, there were not enough midwives in this state to justify the regulatory cost, establishment of a board to regulate midwives. So these reports are things you as legislators should look at prior to making any determination of regulating any unregulated occupation or profession. These reports are available to you on the website. They must be made within 9 months after the application has been reviewed. If you look in the chamber automation, I have some examples where a board did not, it overwent its authority. And this example is one where Board of Optometry, by rulemaking, expanded its scope of practice to include surgery on eyelids. It did not use the Sunrise process to do that. And subsequently, there was a lawsuit filed. As a result of that lawsuit, a judge ruled that it voided that rule completely. So if you're unaware of the Sunrise process, it is important to note that if you don't utilize that, it could void a rule. In this case, that happened. And you can see the letter of that as well as the court answer as to the justification of why they voided that. As far as legislators, if you look at Chapter 31A1, it says that you are to review any report, the Sunrise, from PIRD prior to making any decision on regulating any unregulated profession or occupation or expansion of scope. There's been several examples in the past where that has not happened. So part of my presentation, hopefully, is to allow you to be aware of the Sunrise process, the reports that come from an independent agency downstairs who has plenty of tools. They can call public hearings. They can have witnesses, that you can utilize that report to better make a decision, perhaps rather than listening to two different lobbying groups argue in front of you. So that's basically, briefly, an overview of the Sunrise process. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, sir, for this presentation. So when you look at some of the work that the Committee on Health has done over the last 2 years, some of the expansions, this, LPN practices, things like that, we could have already done this through this program. They could have expanded the licensed nurse practitioners, as an example. Could they have done this through this program without legislation?
No. It still requires legislation. However, what's required of this Sunrise process is that you review the report.
Okay.
So that you have information to help make a better decision whether or not this unregulated profession or expansion of scope of a regulated profession is justifiable.
Is this, next question, is Senate Bill 472 a way of getting around the CON process for maybe adding services to an existing medical facility?
I think they're two different.
Okay.
I don't believe they completely different.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Altman, for your presentation. So, as a legislator, let me ask a hypothetical question. So, there are bills introduced every year that would change scope of practice. Would it be appropriate to question whether how would we know if they've gone through the Sunrise process?
There will be a report, so you would contact the Joint Committee on Government Organization. And it should be filed. They have to be filed within 9 months of receiving the application. Report has to be filed. So that would be the way to do that. Oh, yeah. You can also request one, but there is criteria. You can see that in Chapter 30 of the criteria to request an application. And one of it is you have to be a member of that profession or occupation. But.
Okay, so let me ask another question. And I'm just going to use an example. Let's say that a lobbyist came to me with an ophthalmology question about expanding scope. Would it be appropriate for my response to say, have you gone through the Sunrise application process?
Absolutely, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.